If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is March the 13th, 2024, and today the topic is, are you salty? Happy Wednesday. Yes, happy Wednesday, everybody. Hope you guys had a wonderful Tuesday. Mine was just fine. Yeah, mine was good overall. As you guys can see and possibly hear, I am still at the Great Wolf Lodge, but we're supposed to be leaving out today, if the Lord's will. I would say that overall, this getaway was very nice. I would say much needed as well. It was nice spending time with my family. I know Dad stopped through yesterday on a day past, the birthday girl. If you follow me on social media, I've already told you guys this, but in case you don't, the birthday girl decided that she wanted to go back to the water park. So we spent pretty much the entire day once we got back up and got ready and stuff like that. Went back to the water park. And yeah, that's pretty much what happened yesterday. I felt like a lifeguard slash bathroom escort. NJ had to go to the bathroom like every 5 minutes, it felt like. We ate pizza for lunch. And let me see, I think the name of the place here is called Hungry as a Wolf, so that was interesting. Yeah, but overall, man, it was a great day. And yeah, I still didn't get in the water or anything like that. I was going to get into the Lazy River, but NJ seemed to be kind of hesitant to get into that particular body of water. So yeah, that was one thing I definitely observed about him. It's like he knows his limits, you know what I'm saying? So for example, there was like a 2 feet body of water playground area. And I noticed he didn't want to get on that slide much. Like he went over there a little bit, but he kind of would sit on the edge, that type of thing. But when it came to like the little, the other section where the water was more shallow and stuff like that, he gravitated to that and, you know, just had a ball and stuff like that. So great time. Shout out again to my sister for this awesome birthday trip for Renisi Pooh. And yeah, man, that's my updates regarding that. Let me go ahead and get this juice out here, y'all, because listen, I know I'm in a public space and, you know, I was actually sitting in the lobby area earlier and I'm like, there's a lot of action over here for 5 something in the morning. Like, but let me go back to that little area that I was in yesterday. So I'm not in the exact space because I forgot my little thingy, but whatever. Yeah, let's go and get the juice. So are you salty? That's the question of the day. How I got to that topic or this topic is, well, after I did the prayer meditation, I listened to that and it was good, but I barely remember it right now. So that's one thing. But actually, I woke up this morning at 2:33, or I think it was 2:33. And so I would say that kind of sparked today's conversation. I did look into verses and, you know, it was interesting. But I decided to go to the Strong's Concordance to see if anything was resonating. And the interesting thing, it kind of led me to the phrase, I choose something. I can't remember right now. But anyway, so as I looked at it, and then I actually went to go and define or translate the Hebrew and the Greek. And for some reason, it got me on the word chew and stuff like that. And so I went deeper about the word chew. And of course, they're talking about chewing the cud. Now, the interesting thing is when I looked into that this morning, because I mean, I've always heard this phrase and I think I got a little bit of an understanding, but I was like, let me just, you know, for the record, what is chewing the cud, right? Now, of course, it's talking about animals, and I guess, like, they eat and then they I guess dissolve the food, but then it comes back up so they could chew it again, something like that. But the interesting thing I found this morning is that chewing the cud also means think about, or think about deeply, or something like that. So that more so resonated with me than focusing on chewing the cud. Okay, so then I'm thinking of, I'm thinking deeply and stuff, and I'm like, well, Lord, what do you want me to think deeply about? And then I think that's where the other word that I was forgetting, I think it was salt, because one was like to chew, and then the other one was like salt, something like that. And so I was like, you want me to think about salt? And so I went deeper about that, where I went, open Bible info, got questions.org, my usual suspects. And yeah, man, it really stood out to me, started to resonate. And so yeah, that is how I got to today's topic. So when I looked up the definition of salt this morning, it says a white crystalline substance that gives seawater its characteristic taste and is used for seasoning or preserving food. So as I was writing down that definition, I was like, seasoning and preserving stood out to me the most as I was reading that definition. And then ultimately, I was feeling in my heart and mind, I felt like God was showing me something with the definition of salt itself. And this is what I was receiving. It says, so when I thought about it, says a white crystalline substance. So white, I usually think of something pure. So it says pure. That was the first thing I wrote down. And then as I looked at crystalline, I thought about a crystal. And I was like, well, what does that mean biblically? And it says something of great value is what crystal means. And then when I thought about preserving, I received to enhance. And then when I thought about seasoning, no, wait, seasoning, I thought about to enhance. And then when I thought about preserving, I got led to the phrase and maintain. And then ultimately I started thinking about food. And as I looked into that definition of food, I got the revelation about spiritual life and growth. So this is what I received just from the definition alone. It says pure, something of great value to enhance and maintain spiritual life and growth. So I was like, okay, Lord, that's already a word by itself, right? So then obviously I went deeper and looked into some verses. And yes, my apologies. Like I said, I'm in public, y'all. So please forgive me, everything like that. So here go the verses that stood out to me this morning. It's Matthew 5 and 13. It says, you are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown and trampled under people's feet. I mean, again, this word is already good by itself. We're very familiar with this verse as well. But as I was thinking about it this morning, I'm also was thinking about like how to get salty. You know what I mean? Like, 'cause we know that if you're salt, then you need to stay salty, right? But then I think we need to go deeper about thinking about getting salty. So anyway, that's just something that came into my heart and mind as I was writing down the verses. So here's another verse that stood out to me this morning, Mark 9 and 50. It says, salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, how will you make it salty again? So it says, have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. So apparently, you get some type of salt by being at peace with one another. So that's something to keep in our heart in mind. But you guys can go deeper about all of that as well, because I don't have too much to add to that itself. I started to go deeper and write down, more verses for you guys to peruse and let marinate on your hearts, souls, and minds, of course, from Open Bible info. So you guys can look at that stuff in the Go Deeper section. And then there were several articles at gotquestions.org that I felt led to write down to encourage you and inspire you for those that are ready for meat and things like that. Encourage you and inspire you to hopefully go deeper about this topic about salt and things like that. There's three articles, in fact. One of them is called What is a Salt Covenant? That was a phrase I came across as I was looking into these verses and whatnot. And I feel like it might be good to go deeper about that. The second one was, what did Jesus mean when he described his followers as salt, as the salt of the earth? So go deeper about that one. And the last article was, what does it mean that believers are to be salt and light? So again, if you are a person that is ready to receive spiritual meat and stuff like that, then by all means, go deeper with those verses in the go deeper section. If you just get started in this game, I guess check out those ones that I already read and let those things marinate on your heart, souls, and minds. But I believe the juice today is this. It says believers are to preserve truth and goodness in a fallen world. At the end of the day, just like that definition was standing out to me about what we should be, not only is this going to enhance and preserve truth and things like that, but it's also, again, for ourselves, for others, and whatnot as well. So you guys go deeper about all of that. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this thing up with the Bible verse of the day, and that is John 14:6. It says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Friends, I hope you all enjoy this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye. Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSL for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options, consider supporting us because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.